Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrefil enbiyeyi vel murselin. Muhammedu Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kesiren kesire. Fama ba'du, my brothers and sisters. One of my friends sent me a video of one of the ulama telling a very good and very powerful story. And the story was that there is this father who is engaged in the tarbiyah of his son. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with such fathers. So this father says to his son, he says, carry a notepad with you, a diary with you. And he said, in the day, write down in this diary everything that you do. Whatever it is, whether it is good, whether it is bad, write it down in your diary. So the son takes the diary. He's a good son who also is interested in his own tarbiyat. So he takes the diary and then he notes down faithfully all that he did on that day. And the father says in the night when they have finished their dinner and so on, father says, please bring your diary and read out to me what you have written in the diary. Now that son, suddenly it's as if the earth has vanished from beneath his feet. And he has tears in his eyes. So the father says, why are you crying? What happened? The son says, I did not realize that I have to read out this account of my day to you. Because, alhamdulillah, I did some good things. But also there are things which I did by mistake or, you know, whatever is the reason. But I did some things which I definitely cannot, I don't want to talk to you about that. I do not want to mention those to you. I don't want you to know them. I'm ashamed of myself. So that's why I'm crying. So the father said to him, my son, you are saying this about what you wrote for one day of your life. And you are saying this about reading it out in front of me. What do you say about what you do every day, which is recorded in your book, and which one day will be read out, not to me, but before your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? You will have to read, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iqra kitabak. You will have to read out what you have done before your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. What are you going to do on that day? Subhanallah, this is such a powerful story that I have been trying to get my mind around it. And I thought, let me share it also with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ourselves. Most of us, most of all from our tongues. Because the tongue is the root of most of our evil, if not all. And then as I was thinking about this story and I was about to record this Fajr reminder, my nephew Hamza sent me another beautiful story which I recall having read several years before, and that is what advice Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu gave to the commander of the Muslim army which was proceeding for the what came to be called the Battle of Qadisiyah. And the commander was none other than Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Now think about who is advising whom. One of the Asharul Mubashara is advising another of the Asharul Mubashara. One of the people who was promised Jannah in his lifetime is advising another one who is also promised Jannah in his lifetime. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is advising Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, among his honors is also the fact that he was an uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, despite that, the advice that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu as the Khalifatul Muslim Mumineen, as the Amir al-Mumineen, Khalifatul Muslimin, he says, fear your sins more than you fear the enemy. Fear your sins more than you fear the enemy, as your sins are more dangerous to you than your enemy. We Muslims are only victorious over our enemy because their sins outnumber ours, not for any other reason. If our sins were equal, he's not saying less than, if our sins were equal to those of our enemy, then they would defeat us due to their superior numbers and resources. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that today, if we look at the different calamities that plague us, the different problems that we face, and if I ask you or ask anybody to say, please tell me of all of these, or if I tell you what are the calamities, then you list them. Right? So you might say, well, you know, we have COVID, which is the number one calamity as we see it, which is plaguing the whole world, and of course the Muslims are part of that. And then we have the various political problems that we have, the oppression of Muslims in Palestine, in Gaza, in Myanmar, in China, in India, in, you know, various places, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya, you know, so an endless list. May Allah protect us. So if we look at all of this and we say, well, you know, which is the biggest of these calamities, biggest of these problems that the Muslims face, if you ask me that question, I would say that none of these. And I will tell you that you have not mentioned the actual biggest calamity that we face. And if you ask me, well, what is that biggest calamity? I would say the biggest calamity is our distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the biggest calamity. Not Gaza, not Palestine, not Syria, not Yemen, not COVID, not economic downturn, right? None of that. The biggest calamity is our duri, our distance, our ba'd from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The biggest strength that the Sahaba had was their closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the reason why when they raised their hands and made dua, their dua was accepted. The question, my brothers and sisters, is that for some funny reason, we don't seem to recognize and accept that this distance we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a problem. And as I told you, this is the biggest calamity, this is the biggest problem. And one of the major reasons why we have this distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our haram earnings. Whether it is interest-based dealings or whether it is buying and selling of haram products, as well as our tendency to eat and consume doubtful things. Things that we are not sure whether these are permissible, not permissible and haram. Because Rasulullah ﷺ made this, I mean, I am not, as you know this, I am not making this up, I'm not imposing on you my desires or my will. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ told us. That somebody who eats or drinks anything which is haram, and this would amount to somebody physically eating or drinking something haram, or somebody eating or drinking maybe even halal, but his income is haram, right? Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that such a person is destined for Jahannam. The hadith of Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, who narrated, and said that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that somebody who eats a morsel of haram food, and this is digested and becomes a part of his body, the fire of Jahannam is wajib. It is compulsory on that body. Illa mashallah, of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the calamities that we create for ourselves. But the point I'm saying is that this is the rule. I mean, Allah has the power to not to apply the rule if He wishes, and we ask Him not to apply it. But then we must respect the rule. And this is the point I want to make, and that's why I thought, let me tell you this story. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also helped me with the other story of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and his advice, that let us focus first and foremost and first and last on our connection and our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that this connection and ta'alluq, this this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a relationship of ubudiyat, a relationship of obedience, a relationship of worshipping Him. And therefore, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a choice, it's not discretionary. It is something which is absolutely critical and essential for a Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be counted as His most obedient slaves, and to keep us in that state and to take us in that state. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.